Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, God is really talking this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. If you've got your Bibles, open up to the book of Genesis, the fourth chapter. I've discovered something. It was by accident I discovered it. While we're leading up into the Easter, while we're going to be teaching quite a few messages concerning the blood. Today's message is called The Blood of Vengeance. It is called The Blood of Vengeance. And it's about Abel and Cain. God allowed me to see something in here that I never really saw. Whenever I spoke about Cain and Abel, I always related them to Adam and related them to the point that one was fleshly and one was spiritual. But I saw something that astonished me, that just kind of just knocked me down, and I couldn't even get out of the chair because of what I saw. I could not believe it. If you look at the fourth chapter in the first verse, it says, "And Adam knew Eve, his wife." I'm trying to hold my Bible together. These first pages are kind of rough. But I'm not getting rid of it. "And Adam and Eve knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord." Amen. She already called him a man. He's just a baby, but she's already prophesied into his life and called him a man. She's already put him in his position of life and spoken into existence. "And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of the sheep." We notice she doesn't say, "I got another man from the Lord." She didn't say that this time, did she? The Bible just says that she bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. "And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock, of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering." Pastor Keys, I always assumed that because God did this the way he did it, that Abel was a righteous man. I assumed that he did everything that he was supposed to do. He prayed every day. He fasted and he sought the face of God all the time. That's why God accepted his offering instead of Cain. Now you have to understand something. Cain worked awful hard in the field. He was the best at what he did. So whatever he would have brought to God would have been the best of anything. If it was wheat, it would have been the best wheat. If it was fruit, it would have been the best fruit. It would have been miraculously, it would have been fantastic. But God rejected it. So we just automatically assume that he rejected it because Cain was just a stick in the mud and Abel was the cat's meow. No. But that's when the balloon busted on me, Rev. Decided to look up some stuff. What I found out, you know, we pick the names that we want to say when we want to give the meanings in the different Hebrews and the Greeks, and we decide which one we want to go with, whatever word we found, in order to go along with the verse that we want to expound on. Well, Abel's name, normally we translate it breath or vapor or transitoriness or dealing with his not being here that long. He wasn't here long. He was here long enough. He was here long enough to be able to raise sheep and to become a man. But there's something that we always leave out. His name also means emptiness and vanity. Oh, y'all don't hear me. As you're saying to yourself, Abel couldn't have been empty. He couldn't have been vain. Well, in those days when they gave you a name, it represented who you were and what you stood for and what was in you. Well, it says Abel's name also means emptiness and vanity. That's why I call this message The Blood of Vengeance. Because in all of this, I basically assumed that the reason Cain actually slew Abel was because he was jealous, because the Bible says he was jealous or he was envious of Abel's because God accepted Abel's thing. But Cain was actually mad with God. He wasn't mad with Abel. He was mad with God. You say, well, why would Cain be mad with God? Well, we would assume that because God rejected his sacrifice. Cain was mad with God because Cain knew Abel. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. Cain knew Abel personally. And he knew that there was an empty spot in Abel. And he knew that Abel could be vain. See, he knew all this stuff. But yet God took his gift and rejected Cain. Cain was mad with God because how can you accept him and not me? I'm just as good as he is. He make the same mistakes I make. He do just have the same errors that I have. He think the same bad thoughts that I think. How can you accept him and reject me? What we see here is the unadulterated love of God. Because God accepted Abel because of what Abel did. Abel knew that there was stuff in his life that wasn't right. He knew that there were things that he had did that he was sorry for. He knew that there were situations and circumstances in his life that he did not stand when he should have stood. He knew all this. But you know what he knew that Cain didn't know? That God was only accepting blood. God didn't want no apples. That's what we try to do now. We try to give God apples. And we want to give him pears. And we want to give him tomatoes, but we want back healing, and we want back deliverance, and we want back peace of mind. You're going to get back what you give. So Cain was wroth, indignant, that God would accept Abel's sacrifice over his. It says he was Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And see, you have to understand something. In Cain tilling the ground, he had authority over the ground. All Abel had authority over was his sheep. You say, well, that can't be important. It's very important. He had control over the sheep because it represented the blood sacrifice. And see, whether you know it or not, Eve knew what had happened. That's why when she got Cain, she said, God has given me a man child. But when Abel was born, he just Abel, a keeper of the sheep. Because what Adam had already prophesied in her life, she had to believe. Adam had already told her that she was going to be the mother of all nations. Her name would be Eve. So that means everything that was born out of Eve after that point was going to be born into what? Sin. She knew that. Cain represented everything, and so did Abel, that Adam had already spoken to their lives. But Abel found a way. You have to find a way to get through what you're going through. You have to find a way to stand when you don't feel like standing. You have to find a way to pray when there's no pray in you. You have to find a way to worship when there's no worshiper standing on the inside of you calling out for you. You have to find a way to seek God when there's no music or when there's no one encouraging you to. You have to find a way. Abel found a way to touch God. It was through the blood. Fourth verse, Abel brought the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect, meaning accepting it by fire, divinely fire, accepting it. But unto Cain and his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? And thou doest well, shalt thou now be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. I could hear them out there talking now. Abel, you ain't no better than I am. Why did God accept your sacrifice and reject mine? We grew up in the same house, under the same roof. We did the same things. We defiled the same situation. Why would he bless you and not bless me? And Abel stood up and said, with the vanity that was in him, because I know what God like. I knows what God like. You didn't. So he got upset. And he started blasting on him. He just took poor little Abel right on out the box. What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. It's the blood of vengeance. But I'm going to show you something. That God understood what was going on with Cain and what was going on with Abel. That's why God's love is so tremendous. That's why his love is so forgiving. That's why his mercy and his grace is so ever-doing. And it never stops. And it's always moving. It's always searching. And it's always healing. And it's always delivering. And it's always setting a captive free. Because God is who he is. And his power is immaculate. His power is great. And his mercy is forever. Cain killed his brother. The law was that you die. But God loved Cain. Even though he rejected Cain's sacrifice, he still loved him. Sometimes you're going to mess up and offer up the wrong thing to the Lord. Huh? But that don't mean he don't love you. And don't let your flesh or the devil convince you that you done missed God because your sacrifice was wrong. All you got to do is go back and talk to him, and he will listen to you. We are convincing so many people that because they've screwed up or they made a mistake, that there's no more room at the throne for them. But I got news for you. There's always room at the throne for God. Because man don't forgive, God always forgives. He even forgives Cain. And look at how smart Cain is. Cain knows what's about to happen to him. He knows he done screwed up. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. That meant that whatever he produced or whatever he grew no longer had the ability to supply the needs in his body. So if he grew tomatoes, it was just a tomato. How many understand? If he grew oranges, it was an orange. It had no ability in it. It had no life-saving ability in it. When he first began to till the ground and bring forth the fruit and the vegetables, it had life-giving abilities in them. Now he had lost that. Just like Adam and Eve lost a part of who they were in the garden when God found out they were naked, he had lost that. And he spoke to God. He knew what God had just done to him. That way, you might as well just kill me. Because if I can't produce, my food has nothing in it, then people are not going to want it. You have to be on a continual basis of producing the nature and the character of God. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what persecution you're under, what affliction is after you. You have to always work hard at producing a character and a nature that resembles God. Because somebody is waiting on you. Somebody is looking for you. Someone has a desire that you have in your life. Sure, it's easy to give up. But we won't. Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. You didn't kill me, Lord, but you took everything that I was. When you stopped my produce from being able to produce, you killed me. And then to make things worse, everywhere I go, you didn't put it out in the land, everybody's going to be trying to kill me. But look at the forgiveness of God. We complain, but look at God's forgiveness. He is so awesome. My God, hallelujah. Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment, my iniquity is greater than I can bear. What I have done is already bad. I'm already suffering, Lord, because I did what I did. Now you want to take the ability of my produce to produce. I'm already feeling bad because I killed my brother. It's amazing what flesh will make you do. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, this is God talking, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. My God, he done killed his brother and got away with it. And God said, thank you, son. And God said, no one shall touch him. The word went out, no one shall touch him. How many hear what God is trying to say? Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. He screwed up. But if God forgive him, you had better find a way to forgive him, or you will hear the blood crying out from the earth in a voice of vengeance. Folks think God is a joke. God ain't no joke. He get what belonged to him. One way or the other. So now Cain is wandering the earth. His produce won't produce. And he's got to live with the idea that I just killed my brother and I got to hear him all the time. Everywhere he went. Listen, he was a tiller of the ground. He had authority over the ground so he could hear what the ground was saying. And he killed his brother and his brother's blood ran into the earth. Now he's got to listen to that same blood cry out from the earth, you killed me. You better watch who you killed. Their blood will be crying out from the earth, reminding you, you killed me. And they'll remind you before you leave here. But I got news for you. The mercies and the forgiveness of God is everlasting. His Jesus. And you know what? There's a difference. They say, well, he's a typology or a type shadow of Christ. Well, in a way he is. But there's a difference. His blood, Abel's blood, cried out from the earth for with forgiveness and for vengeance. But Jesus' blood cries down from heaven with mercy and grace. I don't want to hear nobody's blood crying out for me. So if you done, excuse my French, piss some folks off, you better make it right. You better make it right before you can't make it right. Because you will hear their blood crying out to you. And that's a bad feeling. You ever been to a home going and at the last minute that one absolutely loses it and you got to peel them off of the casket? We assume they do love them. But what it is that person's blood is crying out from the earth, you killed me. And there is no medicine that can keep you and heal you of such a hurt. So we don't want to be like Cain and Abel. We want to make things right now. That's why the epistles teach you, if you think your brother have aught against you, go to them. I don't want to be like Cain, wandering all around the wilderness and can't produce what God has put in me to produce because I've messed up somebody's life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Closing. God put out the word. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. That's the final straw. That you've got to leave the presence of God. The word of God says God will never leave thee nor forsake thee. But you will allow yourself to leave his presence because of anger or malice or jealousy or envy or strife. You will allow yourself to leave the presence of God. I said, Father, I don't care what it is or what it was or what it's to be. I don't want to miss out on feeling your presence in my midst. I want to live in your presence. I want to cry in your presence. I want to scream in your presence. I want to hurt in your presence. If I've got to bleed, I want to be bleeding in your presence so that the blood that's in the earth will be crying out unto me. You did not kill me, but you love me, and because you've shown me the mercy and the compassion of God, I'll do the same. Let me tell you something. You better make things right. Amen. You better make it right. People are leaving here like that. They are leaving here. They got this old saying, it's a shame to get old. No, it ain't. You may suffer a few more aches and pains than you did when you were younger, but it ain't no shame to get old. Ain't nothing wrong with it. And I guarantee you, Cain appreciated being able to get old. Because God could have took him out of here. But Abel is still crying out. And today, Jesus is crying out. But he's not crying out in vengeance. He's crying out in mercy. Let him cry out from you. Let him cry out through you. Let the power of the living God manifest itself in you, that it might show forth the presence of God, that it might show forth the mercy and the love of God, that somebody might know that they can make it and that they can stand and that God never left them, God never failed them, but that he's here all the time and all they've got to do is come back to him. Everyone stand.